A test run for verifying signatures on absentee ballots cast during the March primaries is a little behind schedule. As voting and election integrity reporter Rusty Jacobs found, one size does not fit all when it comes to such systems.
The Republican-controlled North Carolina General Assembly passed sweeping elections legislation last year. That included requiring a pilot program for signature verification, comparing an absentee voter's signature on record with the signature put on their mail-in ballot envelope.
Presumably, it'd be the signature that we have on file from the voter when they registered to vote.
Paul Cox is the State Board of Elections General Counsel. The GOP-backed law also required the Elections Board to report back to the General Assembly on May 1st.
So the thing we're trying to work through is finding a vendor who can turn around a solution in rapid time so that we can report results of this pilot program to the General Assembly as soon as possible.
Cox says an initial procurement process didn't turn up any vendors that could meet North Carolina's requirements or do so in the requested time frame. North Carolina officials looked at signature verification programs used in other states like Arizona, California, and Michigan. But programs must be tailored to a state's specific needs. The storage of voter records, the design of mail-in ballot envelopes, and other administrative details differ from state to state.
You know, where a signature resides. You know, is it going to be on the outside of an envelope? How big is that envelope? What kind of machines are you going to need to scan the envelopes with the signatures on them?
Cox says that after starting a new expedited procurement process, the Elections Board is closing in on an agreement with a vendor, but waiting for the state's Department of Information Technology to sign off.
We're talking about voter signatures here, so we want to make sure that we procure a system that is secure.
Initially, signature verification would have been implemented statewide for immediate use this year. But Democrats persuaded GOP leadership to scale back to a 10-countywide pilot that would not be used to disqualify any votes. Democrats and voting rights advocates have expressed concern that people's signatures change over time and that such technology could get valid votes tossed out. Republicans have pushed their new law changes as needed to bolster election integrity in North Carolina, despite there being no evidence voter fraud occurs on a scale that affects outcomes. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.